Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 264. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And shocker, I've got a mindset for you, but it's one I think we all need to hear. And as with all things that I talk about on the podcast, it's something from my own life. And in this case, it's another reaction to like a bunch of DMs that I've been getting lately. And it's pretty funny to me because I'll share something on the podcast or on Instagram in one of my quotes. And like lately, I keep getting these like, call it like a smart ass response from someone. And usually it always says, it goes, "Who hurt you? Who hurt you?" And actually, I'll kind of give that to you because it's kind of funny, and I've definitely said that myself to someone. But seriously, like I'll post something about, you know, a breakup or forgiveness or self-esteem or something like that. Just, you know, like an absolute banger of a topic, and someone will inevitably say, "Who hurt you, man? Like, who hurt you?" And I think that's kind of funny, to be honest, because it's like, that's a bad thing? Like, "Yo, Case, like that was really helpful, man. I appreciate that. But who hurt you, you little bitch?" Who hurt you? Like, you know, like being hurt in life by someone or some circumstance is something that you should be ashamed of. Like, you should never share a lesson that you learned through pain or rejection or embarrassment or whatever. Like, saying like "who hurt you" is some like funny way, a roundabout way of shaming you into being like, "Oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't have shared that," or even bigger, "maybe I shouldn't have learned that," you know? So anyway, I just wanted to share that because I genuinely think that that's kind of funny. But, you know, I got one of those the other day after sharing something. It was probably something about relationships, I can't remember. And I just thought to myself, like, who hurt you? Who hurt me? Well, I'll tell you. And there's no shame in it. And there's power in it. And there's no shame in it whatsoever. Because as the saying goes, it hurts so good. You're like, "Ooh, hurts so good." Or like, what's the other saying? No pain, no gain, right? No pain, no gain. They even made a movie by that title, right? With The Rock and Marky Mark, the Funky Bunch. So, you know, it's got to be true if they're doing that. But, you know, it's like this idea of hurts so good. And, you know, in life, like that's definitely hindsight, right? Hindsight is definitely 20/20. And, you know, it's in relationships and love and friendships and your career, everything. It's genuinely in my mind, with it all being hindsight, it's the people who hurt you are the ones who honestly help you the most. The people who hurt you are the ones who help you the most. The people who hurt you are the ones who show you what you deserve. Like, plain and simple, your worth, your standards, your sense of self, that comes from those experiences. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, it hurts so good. It hurts so good. The pain or the frustration or the hurt that is inflicted upon you in life. Yeah, it hurts. No doubt about it. No denying that. But it always, always, always gives you the greatest gift that you have. And that's knowing, not assuming, it's knowing what you deserve. And so I'm like, you know, I wanted just to share a little bit on this mindset. And I'd encourage you, like, think about a life where you didn't know what you deserved. Right? Where you doubted that you actually deserved the things you think you might deserve, where you're kind of like skeptical of your self-worth. Ugh, gross. That's no way to live life. That's where you get walked over. That's where you're afraid to speak up and raise your hand. It's where you don't try. It's where you accept, you know, sloppy seconds. It's where you set the bar incredibly low for yourself. So I'm sure you'd agree that that's not what you want. That's not what you deserve in life. So given that, I look at the people who hurt you in your life as people who also gave you the greatest gift that you have. And that's knowing your worth. Not assuming it, knowing your worth. And I look at the people who betrayed you, who disappointed you, who rejected you, who overlooked you, who misjudged you. I look at those people as people who showed you your worth. And that's a win, wouldn't you agree? So I ask you, you know, who? So it's the question, who hurt you? Who hurt you? And the answer, well, yeah, someone did. And it hurt, but I'll take it. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. In a weird kind of way, it's like something to be celebrated almost because it gave you something that you needed. And there's really only one way to get that. And that's through experiences and through people who, unfortunately, hurt you. And that's my take on this idea. And I just wanted to remind you of this quick up, hopeful. This is hope. This is a message of hope because everyone's been hurt in life in some sense. Some people really hurt. Some people in the middle. Some people are going to be hurt. So I think this is always a message we need to hear regardless of where we are in our life. And that's that being rejected, being hurt, being embarrassed, being betrayed, you name it, any negative verb you want to throw in here, it's going to hurt. But it teaches you something valuable, and I'll take that any day of the week. And I know that's cliche, right? I know that's cliche, but think about a life where, you know, hypothetical, you always get your way. You always hear yes, where people just jump to support you and they give you everything you want and you're never hurt. You're never embarrassed. You're never rejected. If that was your life, if that was your honest daily life, serious question, how would you ever know, like truly know what it means to stand up for yourself, to make a tough decision for you, to say no to someone or no to something that doesn't align with your standards? How would you ever know how to spot a red flag and leave and do something about it? How would you know what it's like to do something for you and to live by your standard? I don't think you would, right? That's la la land. So I say someone who hurt you, someone who told you one thing and did another, someone who led you on only to ghost you, someone who supported you but then betrayed you, someone who stole your idea and so on and so on. What did those people give you? Well, I think it gives you a couple of really, really powerful things. First, to my point, it 100% shows you what you deserve. And of course, you deserve someone who doesn't lie. You deserve someone who is real with their words and who has true intentions. You deserve someone who supports you, who doesn't have ulterior motives. You deserve that respect. You deserve that communication. And although those experiences suck, no doubt, that worth you discover in that moment, it's no longer just theory to you. It's real. Because my whole thing about mindfulness is it's like, it's one thing to be like, yeah, you know, I believe this and I believe that and I deserve this and I deserve that. I deserve to be loved and treated with respect. And you can go down a whole list of cliche things that you deserve and like not really think twice about them. But it's another thing to live through the direct opposite of those things. And that's how you actually learn that, I 1000% actually do deserve those things. You learn through experience. It's like, how did you learn that you shouldn't touch a hot pan in the kitchen? Well, probably by touching it and then never doing it again. It's the same with people who hurt you. You learn from it. You learn through the experience of it. And then from there, you learn to spot it. And you learn the feeling and the connection of what you actually deserve. So the lesson becomes real through experience. It's not theory anymore. It's not some like esoteric thing you read online. It's real to you because it hurt you. And that is real. And my friend, I think you'd agree that you need real things in life. You can't just operate from what you assume to be true, from what you assume you deserve, from what you think is true, from what works for others, from what you think is right or wrong. You need real experiences. And the people who hurt you, yeah, that's real. That's real. And what's more, you know, in thinking about this, there's a really powerful lesson in putting yourself in a position to be hurt in the first place. Like if you got hurt, back up for a second and think through how that happened. To be hurt in the first place, you dropped your guard. You connected with someone. You were willing to connect with someone. You let that person in. You tried. And I know that's probably not like what someone wants to hear when they're hurting, but the world is like more and more the opposite of that. The world is more and more closed off. People are more and more cynical and just not open to connection. And you can go back and listen to my episode where I was really triggered by that quote that says, like, you know, you only match the energy you're given. And people just like, people are less willing to try. People are less willing to be the first to try, to be the first to be vulnerable. That's kind of the world we're living in. But to be hurt by someone, it means that you trusted yourself enough to be vulnerable and open up. You were willing to be first. You were willing to be first to try, first to be vulnerable. And even though ultimately, yeah, okay, that was thrown back in your face, it's a powerful truth about you. It says something about who you are. You're not like everyone else. I know that's even more cliche, but you're willing to connect and trust and try. And that means you're also willing to be hurt. And that's a major, major vibe. It really is. And of course, you didn't want it that way. Why would you? But it's a major vibe nonetheless to do that, to try that, to be willing to be hurt. Because what comes after that is an even bigger vibe on the vibe scale, on the vibe check scale here. You, like, ultimately, it was kind of passive, but you chose to experience that. And despite your probably knee-jerk reaction to being hurt, of one being, you know, to beat yourself up for it or to facepalm and be like, oh, what was I thinking? I'm such an idiot for doing that. There truly is no blame attached to what happened to you. Because what I found is that you gain something even stronger from that experience. Not just your worth, not just, you know, being proud of yourself to be vulnerable, but also it's this thing called self-love. Yeah, self-love. And it's the fact that the more you're hurt, or the times where you're hurt, the kinder you become to yourself. The kinder you become to yourself. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. I talk a lot about this idea that your greatest superpower in life is to not become what happened to you. That, you know, if you're hurt, that you don't turn around and hurt others and so on and so forth. And so I think the real win of this idea, this mindset I'm talking about here, is that you develop a kindness towards yourself. It's a kindness of like epic proportions. It's that pain, hurt, rejection. It teaches you that you have the ability to be kind to yourself if you allow it, if you let it in, if you appreciate the willingness you had in the first place to be vulnerable. This is what happens. I promise you it does. It happens. It's a choice that you can make. You can turn cold, you could turn harsh and cynical and throw shade at yourself and the world around you, or you can be more kind to yourself as a result. And again, like, long-lasting attitudes and mindsets come from real-life experiences. It's one thing to be like, yo, what's up, man? I'm going to be nice to myself. I'm going to be kind to myself. Self-love, yep, check. I'm going to do it. It's one thing to operate from theory. It's another thing to get your ass kicked and then decide to do it, to be kind to yourself after that happens. To do that is a power move. It's an absolute power move. Absolutely. And when you decide to do that, yeah, this is true. It hurts so good. It hurts so good. And ultimately, you know, if you listen to the podcast, I really try to approach things as practically as possible. Because even as I'm saying these things right now, it's like, these are undoubtedly kind of cliche. But there's always truth in cliches if you learn to apply it in the most practical way to your real life. So I say, think about the ways that you've been hurt in your life in the past. Like, dig it up just for a minute, unbury it just for a minute. Think about some of those instances where you were hurt by someone else. Maybe it was dating and, you know, someone led you on, but they ultimately never had any intention for you and they ditched you. Maybe it was a long-term relationship, the way it ended, he or she just gave up on you and ended it. Maybe it was being ghosted, lied to, just straight up rejected, you name it. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was in your career, or you were hurt by your job that overlooked you, that promised one thing but never delivered it, that never listened to you, never appreciated you, whatever. Or maybe family issues, right? Your effort was never enough. You felt your parents were never proud of you, whatever. We're getting into it here, right? Therapy time. But whatever, think about an instance or two or three. Now, fast forward to today, the present. Consider some of the things that you do today, the habits and practices that you do today that reflect your worth, that reflect what you deserve. Simple things like standing up for yourself, like speaking up when you have something to say, like disagreeing with someone when you know they're wrong, like acting on your intentions when you get a bad vibe from someone, like calling someone out when you know they're being disingenuous, like telling someone no, like asking for what you want, so on and so on, like actions and habits that you do. Now ask yourself, how do you think those practices came to be? Well, I can tell you for a fact that you didn't just one day wake up and start doing those things. You do those things and you'll continue to do those things and you'll add even more to those things because of the people who hurt you. Because the people who hurt you reminded you of those truths and now they're real to you. They're not just theory, they're real to you, so you act on them. Real life lessons give you real perspective, and real perspective gives you habits that reinforce it. And I really believe that the quality of your present life, the quality of your future life, 1,000,000% comes from those habits. So yeah, it hurts so good because the hurt gave you those habits. The pain, the hurt, the rejection, it ultimately subsided, but the reminder, the habit, stayed. And that's a win. It's always, always a win. So I say, realize that you needed those people to hurt you. And I know that sounds wild. I know that sounds weird. And that, again, that realization is something that you're going to recognize more and more in hindsight than in the present. It's very difficult to realize this in the present, but it's beautiful to realize after the fact. And then to use that as like a calm and peaceful mindset the next time you find yourself being hurt. Because that's going to happen again. You're going to be hurt again. But honestly, not as much as before, because those past experiences gave you something. It gave you awareness and worth and habits. And those are things that you need. You need them. So I say be grateful for them in the only way that you can, in a practical way, in a way that isn't just theory or cliche, in a way that is real to you, in a way that reveals itself in you standing up for yourself, in saying no, in refusing to be drawn into toxic relationships, in expressing your worth and what you do and what you say and what you wear, in practicing your passions and your hobbies as loud and vibrantly as you want. That is something you have. That is you living your worth because the hurt grew you to this point. So be grateful for that. So Elinder right there, just something to think about. I hope that was helpful for you. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share this podcast with a friend. Just send them the link or tell them to look up New Mindset Who Dis. It's on every streaming platform you can think of. Tell them to hit subscribe. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And as always, thank you so much for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com, picking up a journal. That seriously means a lot to me. So thank you for that. And thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.